Over the past 8.5 months, tens of thousands of personal items have been recovered from the World Trade Center site. Though that part of the recovery is officially over, returning those objects to the victims' families is an ongoing challenge. Police officers and FBI agents at the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island will continue sifting through the last of the rubble delivered from Manhattan. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
As one police officer put it after September 11th, they've taken a lot away from us. We're going to get back all we can. And the search has been exhaustive. The rubble is spread out and inspected twice at Ground Zero, then it's brought here to Fresh Kills by barge and truck, where the clumps of tangled metal and concrete are broken down using heavy machinery and vibrating belts. Teams of officers and agents watch as the rubble is sifted down to a fine, ashy silt that they then rake through by hand. Richard Marks is the FBI's special agent in charge of the Fresh Kills landfill.
Well, we're still finding human remains. Even to this day, we found some human remains this morning. We are constantly recovering personal effects. We found a wedding band this past weekend.
In all, Agent Mark says the recovery effort here has turned up a small mountain of more than 50,000 personal items. But it's often hard to know whom they belong to, and officials have not yet decided how to let the victims' family members sort through everything. One proposal, Mark says, is for the NYPD to create a private website with a catalog that family members could access.
They're taking digital photographs of these items, they're getting close-ups of any maker's marks inside the rings. You're talking an enormous amount of items. You know, I don't think that anybody really knows what to do in this type of situation.
Over in one corner of the landfill, a giant claw arm of what's called a shearer is chopping apart the front end of a smashed and contaminated fire truck. Hundreds of crushed cars have also been hauled here from the collapsed parking lots under the World Trade Center. The officers are usually able to link the cars to their owners. Port Authority Police Lieutenant Brian Tierney says that's one way family members have recovered personal items.
One of the cars that was actually in very good shape, and the widow of the owner of the car came here to collect the personal property that was in it. And this was a car that was very well sealed up, so we said anything that's in the trunk is probably going to be clean and we're going to let you take it. And while we were cutting the trunk open to see what was in there to give it back to her, she started telling us how September 11th is actually her birthday and that they were planning on going out that evening and celebrating her birthday. And when we popped open the trunk of the car, sitting right on top of everything was his last birthday present to her, wrapped up with a card. She was a wreck, and honestly, my officers were just as emotional as she was. But that was a good day. They know that they were able to give something back to somebody.
Tierney is in an evidence collection trailer at the landfill, along with Detective Ronnie Mendenhall, who for the past 8 months has spent hours cleaning off ID cards, wallets with children's photos, and half-melted handguns. He remembers when the car of a Port Authority maintenance worker he knew named Pete Negron was found, and it still had Negron's tools in the trunk.
When they came in and I saw that they were Pete's, they came out of Pete's car, I'm going, his son's got to have these tools. These tools got to be cleaned up, and he's got to get them back. You know, we knew when we saw them how important they were going to be to that family. You want to get everything back to everybody that you can.
There have been many other times, though, when family members have come to the landfill and the officers have not been able to recover anything from the burned-out hulk of the car that belonged to a husband, wife, son, or daughter. And then there's the ongoing dismal work of finding human remains, some of them fallen officers and close friends. The ceremony at Ground Zero later today will honor the recovery efforts of the many officers, firemen, iron workers, and others. Work there will wrap up in a matter of days, and here at the landfill in a matter of weeks. But as he's driving in a police pickup truck over the rough dirt road down off the landfill, Lieutenant Brian Tierney says he has mixed emotions.
In a lot of ways, it'll be hard to stop because you know that you haven't accomplished all you want to accomplish. That you haven't recovered everyone, that you haven't recovered everybody's property. And when we walk off this hill, that's over. It's done. And that'll be hard to say that what we've done is as much as we can do. It'll never be enough.
Before the recovery effort here is declared over, workers will do one more search. They'll power wash the barges and trucks that transported the Trade Center debris, and the top 3 feet of soil in the entire 35-acre work area will be dug up and sifted to make sure nothing was missed. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Staten Island.